Glad to have Rick Windham joining us as we have State Senator Mike Groney joining us as well for our weekly legislative update. And Senator Groney, you're welcoming in some new constituents as well here this new week.
It's an odd situation, but they're not really my constituents. They're brewers, and that's the way Tom and I are going to handle it. But people running for Senator Brewer's, Tom. But but it's going to be a lot more miles for people running to take my place down in Lincoln. A lot more miles.
Yeah.
And they're good people up there. It's a good welcome. That's what I, if you remember what I'd said earlier, I thought the counties to the north fit us better as far as a trade area and media, where the media is
right.
Shared. So, but the problem is there's an awful lot of miles and not a lot of people. It's ranch country. And then part of Perkins County, everything but Grant and that corner. So it'll go on. The one that's really distressing is what happened to Congressional District 44, where Dawson County angles all the way down to Dundee County in the southwest corner of the state. That, and then the other one is, I think it's 36, Merman's. Senator Merman's district got torn up pretty bad. Most of his new area will be new constituents because it went west all the way to Red Willow County. And, of course, it didn't have to happen, but that's water under the bridge. When you have the five people who ran the committee and the other four kind of sat on the sideline, and you had Linehan and Hilgers. He wasn't on the committee, but he was in every meeting as the speaker. And you got Latrup and Moorfield and Wayne were the dominant figures in it. You're going to get what you get. The other four individuals were put on there so they were complacent and did what they were told. But that's politics, and the powers make sure they have, well, just like Nancy Pelosi, she made sure Jordan wasn't on her January 6th committee.
Right.
But anyway, because they didn't want people with hard noses in there, except the Democrats. They took their best team, was on the field on that committee. So, and we lost rural representation, which is the hardcore conservative, because the more rural you are, the more independent you are, the more self-reliant you are. And once you get into the bigger cities and urban areas, you look to government more. I mean, right outside your front door is the government, the street, and the sidewalk, and the police car going by, and the trash collection, and you name it. And then on the corner is your school where your kids are sat. So you become more and more reliant. It's just a natural process of why people become lean more left.
Socialistic
as a group instead of an individual. I don't think God made us as a group. We're supposed to be individuals. So, you know, the thing is what I've said, we got to grow western Nebraska, we got to grow rural Nebraska, and I'm going to be making that point pretty hard at my last year there when they, Stinner, Appropriation Committee Chair, and the Governor are talking about how they're going to spend the $520 million in, it isn't the CARES Act anymore, it's, I can't think of what the term is now, but of government money that Nebraska got out of the COVID
the COVID funds
and yeah, but response to the COVID is what I was looking for. But they'll probably all go east again, and then you wring your hands and say, why is rural Nebraska shrinking? And I've talked to some of the farm groups. I got to quit talking just about property taxes and about the groundwater and a couple other things, and start thinking they need some fellow rural citizens to help protect rural Nebraska. And that's the way our state government is set up. We're not a democratic republic or a democracy, pure and simple. I'm not really a senator. I'm a representative. It's states or counties are not truly represented. It's head count. And that's the trouble with the unicameral. So otherwise, you know, we're looking forward to next year, and I'm getting some bills prepared. One of them is on NCORP. Believe it or not, folks, I got that bill passed where they have to be as an interlocal agreement, have to do a budget hearing and have an annual budget, like other entities. And they are so belligerent that they found a loophole that says unless your funds come from property taxes, one of the exceptions to doing a budget hearing and presenting a budget annually is if you don't get your funds from property tax, you don't have to do it. Which we overlooked, and my staff did, and bill writing did when we wrote the bill. So we're going to have a correction of that. I mean, I don't even understand why a public entity would not have a budget and not do a budget hearing without a law. It's you would expect that, but that's
what are they trying to hide?
Yeah, what are they hiding? And belligerent, actually. So I'm going to try to. I'm bringing a short little bill to try to fix that. And then also the N-Corp itself reaffirms what the Supreme Court has said about they can sell the land so that individuals who do sit on these NRD boards can argue with the lawyer and the bureaucracy that, yes, we can sell the land and continue to do the augmentation project. I had 5 votes. I didn't get to talk to all of them during the interim session, but, of course, the establishment is working hard on those guys not to vote it out of committee. Hardcore politics. So we'll see what happens. Otherwise, we're doing a bill to strengthen the micro TIF, make it more available to more people. The communities all contact me and said we need to do vacant lots. There's a lot of vacant lots out there in the old parts of town where a house burnt down or one got pushed in. But our bill only said you could improve an existing structure. So we're going to try to include the vacant lots. If you want to buy an old lot and build a house there, you can do the micro TIF. We're going to raise the dollar amounts because of this huge inflation that's hit on housing. That $250,000 don't even buy much of a manufactured home by the time you get done. And $1 million on a building, I understand one of the restaurants down here just remodeling cost them over $1 million. But anyway, so we're going to try to raise those limits so more projects can qualify, because it's a good tool. A lot of folks, a lot of towns are looking at it. And if we're going to grow, Nebraska or North Platte, we need to give the younger people what they want, and that's condos downtown on top of the old buildings, and micro TIF can be used for that, the restaurants.
And a place to work.
And a place to work. But they got to have that first.
More than being... Working at a restaurant.
Yeah, working at a restaurant. That brings me to the beef plant, folks. We got to get that done. I don't know what's holding it up or why anybody would fight that. Why selfish? You moved here. Your family's moved here and immigrated here. Why won't you let other folks come in? Are you colored, afraid of their skin color? What? I mean, come on. They're good people who want to work. Just an individual who wants to work puts them right on the top of the list of somebody I admire anymore. But anyway, we need them here. We need them to fill the older homes. We need them to have the American dream, and we need that packing plant.
And if some of these projects going through, like the proposed meat packing plant, Senator Groney, we could be having a different conversation 10 years from now about redistricting.
Maybe
Lincoln County be on its own. Or like you said a few weeks ago, maybe we didn't have multiple state senators in Lincoln County.
Yeah, we might have some of the communities might have to be split off and help another district. You know, I think Keep County is going to grow. Around Lake McConaughey, it's booming.
Mm-hmm.
People moving from Colorado and retiring there or looking for work, but mostly it's people who are set in life. But that's still a head count.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they're still voting citizens.
That helps the HVAC companies and the carpenters and the contractors because they're building. But, you know, we've tried to survive here in North Platte by building homes to keep those service industries to growth, housing and HVAC and electrical companies, so they could stay open. But sooner or later, we got to fill those houses, and we got to fill those ones that they're leaving, the older homes. So there's hope. You know, COVID is a positive thing. A lot of folks want out of the cities now because they are trapped.
Mm-hmm.
With the restrictions and the mandates and being so close to other human beings. So I think if marketed right, we could grow a bunch. This area could, along the interstate. We got the interstate, we got the railroad. What more do you need? And we met this last week when I was down there with Department of Economic Development to clarify what the intent was on LB 40 on the rail park, to make sure that Lincoln County is the head of the list as far as the project. But I think the DEVCO has done a good job being prepared. November 1st, they'll come out with the preliminary forms. And then the first week in January will be the time you can drop your application, and it's first come, first served. But I would believe, I talked to, they said there was, that project, that bill, got more response from communities calling and asking questions about it than some of the other LB 1107 incentives. And on top of the shovel-ready one that Senator McDonald did, well, that was for nonprofits. I know of at least three nonprofits from this area that applied, but it's only $15 million, and they got $360-some million in request. But
wow.
I wasn't so sure about that one either. I don't really want to start funding nonprofits with tax dollars. It's, you know, if you're a nonprofit, you have a goal. Some folks got together and want to do an arts center or want to do trails or they want to do youth sports. But that should be, they don't pay taxes. They don't pay property taxes.
They don't provide a lot of jobs.
And philanthropy usually supports that. But when you start mingling tax dollars with that, and don't get me wrong, I don't blame the individuals. If it's their, take it. If it's legal and it could help you organize, do it. But we should have never offered it in the first place. It crosses the line as far as I'm concerned. But between government and private sector, as far as tax dollars, but there ain't many lines left anymore. We are so close to socialism, and it isn't even funny. If this $3.5 billion budget passes in Washington, we're done. I think we're done. We're a socialist country, because once you give somebody free, it's hard to take it away. And so anyway, but that's another story. But it sounds like there's some good few good Democrats that are not gone completely socialist in Washington, D.C., and that are, you know, the old Democratic Party my mother belonged to, where you support the working man and the family against the big corporations. There's a few of them left instead of the ones we got now that want to give everybody free and with no payback. But otherwise, what's going on around the community?
I don't know. There's been a lot going on around here. I know a lot of eyes have been on the redistricting process, and the future of the district obviously has changed here for the next 10 years, and we talked about a couple weeks ago, Senator Garone, and you talked about a little bit earlier this morning, but for those just joining us, what do you think this does? Put yourself in the shoes of those that have already announced their candidacy for the district, and this opens up the possibility for somebody else.
I think if those counties were in this district when I ran, and I wouldn't have got 67%, I'd have got 75% of the vote. They are hardcore conservative people, God-fearing people, ranchers, small-town people. So it's going to help the more conservative candidate.
And these are a lot of like-minded individuals to the majority of the population in Lincoln County, I feel.
Yes, they are. I mean, we wear blue jeans to work, because I don't know how to say it any better than that. And the ladies wear flats, and if they don't get to wear flats to work, they wish they could. But
boots.
Yeah.
Probably wearing boots. They're working.
A lot of them work in offices and banks and stuff, so I'm not trying to offend them. But you know what I mean. When they go home, they put blue jeans on and help around home. So, I think it makes us more conservative than what we were. You got to remember, Don Peterson got elected here. So did Bernard Stevens. So it's not always as conservative as you say it is. But the point is, you got to have somebody run. Mm-hmm. I don't think either one of those folks would have ran if I would have ran back then, or somebody hardcore conservative, pro-family, pro-life, small business, working man, conservative would have ran. I think that's who we are at heart. But you got to have somebody fill that position who's willing to run for $12,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So
and now there's extra work added too in representing this district.
A little more gas mileage and town hall. I should have a town hall one of these days. I think I might do that next month or so. Haven't had one. You guys are basically my town hall, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Oh, it's a win-win.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. So, I think it makes it more conservative, the district. The newspapers cover that area. Those people get those newspapers. They listen to you guys. They listen to KNOP.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good. It's a good match. We just need to grow so we can bring a district or two back to the west, back to rural Nebraska. It takes a lot of work, but we need to start doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
In terms of politics here, Senator Groney, and the upcoming elections, Governor Heineman, former governor of Nebraska, going to be here in North Platte today. He'll actually be stopping by the studio later on this afternoon. I think a few months ago you said that you've had some conversations with him. Is that
right? I think he's going to jump in. I'm still not happy with any of them, and I don't know.
Well, and there's one more that we've not had a chance to talk about a lot with you. Not surprising, but your colleague, Senator Blood, officially announced her candidacy and first Democrat to throw their hat in the ring for the governor.
Yeah, she attacked me a couple times on something I did on the mic or in an email. I sent my column, if you read my column, about the last paragraph to verify what I meant by pronoun Nazis. I don't, Senator, I mean, we got two sexes, period. That's they keep telling us to talk science. We got two sexes, period. Every biological sexes. So anyway, and either you're he or she by those definition, by that biological definition. So anyway, she attacked me, and I think she used put me up a straw dog attack. Groney, a strong conservative, helped her with the Democrats. So I sent her an email back, but I did it privately and said, listen, not through the host legislative email addresses. So I said, listen, this is the last time I'm going to reply to you. I'm not running for governor. I said, so far, I'm not running for governor. I said, so you'd be better off attacking.
Oh, we heard it here first.
You'd be better off attacking one of your opponents than me, because she claimed I didn't have empathy on another issue. And I said, I do have empathy for fools. I do not attack them because they don't even know when they lose. So she's about the biggest airhead down there. But she could win. The way things are going with the younger generation and what they vote for, she could win.
With the amount of votes that are wrapped up in Omaha and Lincoln, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you understand that I think Governor Ricketts is one of the better governors we had. I mean, he handled it calmly. That guy works every day, all the time. He's just at something. He handled the COVID very well.
Mm-hmm.
Kept us open mostly, kept our freedoms alive. But anyway, he lost Lancaster and Douglas County.
Mm-hmm. To Senator Crist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lost that. So the 3rd Congressional District, rural Nebraska, elected him. And that's what I hinted to him the other day. I met with him and I said, do you realize, I mean, rural Nebraska elected you, so how about this $520 million in the last year in office, too? Why don't you thank them? Spread that money out across rural Nebraska, where it belongs. Finish the Heartland Expressway. Finish highway projects out here. Spend money on our community colleges, not on the University of Nebraska. That type of stuff would help. We need to keep our kids home. We don't need them going to Lincoln. But anyway, I mean, he just smiled. I don't know what he's going to do. He had a lot of pressure from the State Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, and which pressure from Omaha. You name it, I'm sure.
There's a lot of hands out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And speaking of Governor Ricketts himself, Senator Groney, there's been some rumors, too, that he may very well consider a run in another office now that he's going to reach his term limit. So would you support him in another role potentially?
I couldn't get that out of him. He asked me what I was going to do, and I don't know. So I asked him what he was going to do, and he wouldn't. He just smiled. I said president or vice president. It would work for me, but he didn't. Anyway, but he's a good man.
Or something here still in the state of Nebraska, too, potentially.
I don't know what he could do here. He wouldn't step down to a lower office, I wouldn't think.
Maybe U.S. Senate.
Oh, that, but he'd have to wait 2 years. Who's up next, Sass? No.
No, we just reelected him.
Fisher would be up.
Yeah.
He'd have a hard time running against Fisher. Not because he couldn't beat her, but there is some loyalty in the man.
And they work well together.
Yeah, some of us do have loyalty to our friends. We don't take them on. I doubt he would. Now, she might be hinting to him she's going away, but don't start a rumor. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think she is. But there's so darn many rumors. The theory was she was going to run for governor, and then he could be appoint himself. But people make stuff up.
Oh yeah,
because
the rumor rail's been strong.
Yeah, so I don't know. But we got problems today in this country, and if something doesn't change this next election, I mean, once that stuff's in place, it's hard to repeal it. You know, so. If they pass that budget bill, it'd be hard for any new Congress to change any of it. I don't see them doing it. But we're getting a lot of folks in this country and growing big fast, and the more people you get, the more reliance on government, good or bad.
Well, Senator Groney, anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
No, just trying to stay ahead of the water. Swimming upstream, and that's not an easy thing to do when you can't swim. But
thank God for floaties, huh?
Thank God for shallow water in the Platte. But anyway, I can wade. Anyway, no, that's where we're at. So I'm trying to perfect some bills. I'm going to look at an income tax bill, too, maybe.
Now, Senator Groney, for any new constituents of yours that are listening this morning, how can they contact you as their representative?
Get my email address off the internet. Just look up Nebraska Legislature, and there's a place you can hit senators, and then the webpage. And if they want to know what I stand for, on my webpage is all my old columns. Every one that I ever wrote is on there.
Very black and white.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I am. But it's there. And then my email address and all that's on there too.
Awesome.
I used to give out my cell phone number, but I'm getting to the point I can get, and I answer a number that is, and I'm expecting somebody to try to tell me my warranty on my car is off, or so I don't do that anymore.
But they can call your legislative office.
Oh yeah, and then they'll relay it to me, and then I can call them. Give them your cell number if you want to talk to me,
and then you can call them directly.
And then I'll call them.
No, it's not spam that way. They might think it's spam when they see your number though, so it's a tricky spot.
You know, I can't do anything about it if you think the election was a fraud. I happen to believe there were some things that I think there was a lot of vote harvesting going on, and I have a bill now which will get out of committee that shortens the early voting period, because that's where the fraud is, I think, these political action committees, and they're out there harvesting votes, going door to door and getting people to vote who never dreamed of voting, don't even know when the second Tuesday and the first Tuesday in November is. So that, I think there's fraud there, but the point is I can't change it. I'm not on that committee, and I'm not that's a lot of federal deals with elections.
Need to reach out more to your U.S. senator and your Congress representatives.
Yeah, I don't know why they aren't commenting on it. So
Congressman Smith had previously, I believe.
He didn't vote for the vote of final electoral college, so no, he did a good job. But something's got to happen out here where I'm from. It's the elections integrity, it's vaccination mandates, it's open border that people are concerned about. I mean, by far, that's what people are concerned about. I hear very little anymore about property taxes. Those same people would pay their taxes if they could protect their freedoms.
Yeah, moved on to the back burner in a lot
of ways. I'm not hearing that in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. The leadership there, I've told Speaker Hilgers, if you come with a bunch of corporate tax cuts and economic development crap and nickel and dime stuff, I'll filibuster it until you allow some of that other stuff to come to the floor, because we have to look at this. Senator Ben Hansen's bringing some stuff on making an exemption for mandates, like almost like a religious, but a conscience. That if you, it's your health. That if you take that exemption, a company or government can't force you to take a vaccination in Nebraska. And that's a good bill. That's the kind of stuff we need. You know, if the vaccination could be proven to actually protect your neighbor, I would be fine. I mean, but it hasn't.
Personal decision between you and your health care provider.
Not even your health care provider. It's a decision you make in America. It's a decision you make. Nobody tells you what to do about your health. You can seek advice, but it's your health.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody says, well, what your doctor tells you. I've had some doctors that I could tell you stories in my life that if I'd have done what they did, I probably wouldn't be sitting here. But anyway, but I've had some darn good ones, too. But you've got to weigh that, and if you can read, you can do your own research. Everything's available to you, and you always go to a professional. I don't care if it's an investment professional, whatever it is. Do the background research yourself. But no, I've never believed in being told what to do or taking the advice of any one person over your own common sense. Good book. Now, there's some good advice. Now, take that one, anything written in there.
Senator Groney, we do need to wrap up, sir, but as always, appreciate the time. Look forward to having you on again next Monday, sir.
Yes, thank you.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs of the Morning as we have the National Weather Service joining us next to get a preview of the forecast for the week ahead.